Welcome to Success Gyan Podcast. This is Surendran Jayshekhar, founder and CEO of Success Gyan. Success Gyan is India's leading platform for personal and professional development. Our goal is to make 8 p.m. the learning hour in this country. So every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m., we'll be bringing the world's best trainers to speak on topics which will help you to become a better version of yourself in every area of your life. Sometimes the one thing you need for growth is the one thing you're afraid to do. In today's episode, we have India's leading career coach, Savan Kapoor, who will show us how to choose the right career. He'll also guide us through 6 stages of career growth. Are you ready? Let's get started.
Hi, and welcome to this edition of Success Gyan's podcast. I'm Savan Kapoor, India's leading career coach. And today we are going to talk about how to choose the right career. This is going to be a very critical episode, especially for freshers, because this is a question not answered by the formal system of education. So if you are a fresher or the parent of a fresher or know a fresher, then this will be a great listen. To answer this question, the first thing you need to understand is that an individual's full career, their full 30 to 40 year career, has six distinct stages. The first stage is known as the aspiration stage. And this is the stage where you are, let's say, in your final year of higher education before you enter a profession full time. The other 5 stages are your promise stage, the momentum stage, the harvest stage, the encore stage, and the legacy stage. But for our topic today, I want to focus on this first stage that is known as the aspiration stage, because this is that defining point in our lives where we have to make a choice with what we want to do to earn a living. See, the aspiration stage is such an important stage because most people who experience dissatisfaction in their careers land up going wrong in this first stage. Well begun is truly half done from this perspective. The aspiration stage is a stage where there are 2 very important mandates, 2 very important requirements. The first requirement is to have a spirit of discovery and experimentation. Such a spirit allows an individual to explore options, that is, to test drive different career choices. Do you want a career in a particular industry such as the FMCG industry or oil and gas or metals and minerals or telecommunications or education or banking or healthcare, etc.? Or in a particular functional area such as sales or marketing or operations or IT or finance or supply chain or product development and such others? The college experience today allows us to participate and network with different industries, where it is at conferences or whether it is through internships. And this drives a deeper understanding of what life will be like in a particular industry and or function. It makes the theoretical realistic. So we have a superior understanding of the choice that we are making based on an actual experience in that choice. The second mandate of this stage is to work on your personal awareness, your personal development. And this is where I want to introduce you to the concept of Ikigai. Now, this is a Japanese concept where you have to find one answer that satisfies 4 questions. And the questions are: 1, what do you love to do? 2, what are you good at? 3, what does the world need? And 4, what can you be paid for? Now, while these questions are fairly simple, if you look at them individually, finding one answer that satisfies all 4 questions is not an overnight process. This takes time because it is really a coming together of all of the elements of your story. All the failures, the successes, the challenges, the ambitions, the obstacles, the disappointments, the embarrassments, and the achievements that you have experienced. In essence, it is using all the learning and knowledge you have accumulated to understand, given the unique individual that you are, where can you add maximum value? And this takes into account both perspectives, your competence and your desire. And the process starts by making individual lists of possible answers for each question, and then you start examining where there is crossover, where there is overlap in your answers. This second mandate here you have to work on your personal development also means you have to have a strong sense of your soft skills, Skills such as your interpersonal abilities, how you deal with the world around you. Are you calm and composed, or are you excitable and prone to bursts of emotion? It means having superior communication abilities where you can express yourself articulately so your message actually lands on the recipient with impact and has the desired result. It means having a mindset that understands the true strategic value of failure, because failure is not your enemy. Failure comes into your life to grow your capacity to be even more successful in the future. Every successful person has had a difficult past and has faced far more failure than success. But they knew how to learn from those experiences and keep moving ahead. It means having the curiosity to learn, and learn through asking the right questions and through deep observation. It means having the awareness that the experience of others who have successfully walked this journey before you can add tremendous value to you. So with that end in mind, you learn how to network and understand the true value of being mentored. And because these mandates are not taught in the formal system of education, most individuals land up choosing their career out of some form of pressure or advice that may not be necessarily applicable to them. Either they choose a career out of societal pressure or peer or parental pressure, or they choose a career because it is the hot trending choice at that time. They do not go through the true introspection required to make an educated choice. And thereby, in a few years, it often leads to experiencing a midlife career crisis where they now have to manage real financial obligations, but do not feel engaged with their work. This can be avoided, and that is the true value of working with an expert who can guide you at this critical stage. See, money is an outcome of the value that you are adding. So at this stage, please understand your ability to add value to something will depend on how much you want to do that certain something. Like Steve Jobs said in his famous commencement speech at Stanford University, you are going to spend a large part of your life at work. And if you do not work on something you love, your ability to do great work will not come to life. So if you have not found it yet, keep looking and don't settle. I hope you received value from this podcast as a fresher or as someone who knows a fresher and will share this with them. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.
Thank you so much for listening. I'm sure this podcast gave you insights on how to choose the right career. Do share this with your friends, family, or anyone who needs this information. Sarvan Kapoor will be live in the upcoming masterclass and summits. Log into www.sgsummits.com.